Our next item is Mills Warehouses, conditional use 1664, site plan on Route 20.
This is a site plan for an office and warehouse complex located on 16.82 acres. Conditional use was approved August 15, 2006, with 14 conditions. There are 10 60-foot by 50-foot buildings proposed and permitted by the approved ordinance. There is a 100-foot minimum building separation between each building. The setbacks meet the requirements of the zoning ordinance. On-site septic and well are proposed. The final site plan needs to reference the 14 conditions of approval. We grant preliminary approval and final to be subject to all the conditions being on the site plan and receive all agency approvals.
Mr. Abbott, Mr. Chairman, I ask a question.
Sure.
Is this the same site plan as we saw before, or does it look different? I may be mistaken in terms of the layout of the first set of buildings appear to be closer to the road than...
It's the same.
It's the same.
That's same?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to ask Mr. Abbott a question. In our, I seem to recall in the commission's recommendation to council, we put one of the conditions that there not be buildings east of the ditch that was on the site. Did that condition survive council's approval, or was that taken off?
No, I just said the location. Their condition was the location of the tax ditch needs to be shown on the final site plan.
So with that, so it, their conditions, it's permissible to have the buildings located.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chairman, regarding conditional use 1644 site plan, my motion is for approval as a preliminary with the notation that the final site plan should show and reference the 14 conditions of approval.
Second. So moved and seconded to approve the Mills Warehouses conditional use 1664 site plan as a preliminary with the final site plan to show the 14 conditions of the conditional use and to be approved over the counter upon receipt of all of the permits. Was that your intention?
Sure.
In your motion? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.